This is KUT. An effort to remove Austin City Councilmember Ann Kitchen may have hit a bump. On Friday, a local attorney filed a complaint against the group organizing the recall petition with the Texas Ethics Commission. KUT's Audrey McClinchy has more, plus how an ethics complaint might affect the recall effort.
So what's the complaint exactly?
The linchpin of our campaign finance disclosure system in Texas is that if you engage in political activity, you have to file a campaign treasurer appointment.
In his complaint, local attorney Fred Lewis alleges that the PAC, called Austin for All, has not filed this treasurer appointment form. As of Friday, the city of Austin said it did not have it. PAC directors claim the city does. Well, I don't really have time for the he said, she said, so let's move on. First, the petition to trigger a recall election of Kitchen. To be clear, no petition has been turned in yet. The PAC has claimed it has all the signatures needed. If the Texas Ethics Commission decides the ethics complaint is valid and the PAC's been operating illegally,
does that invalidate their work? Does that invalidate this petition?
I don't know the answer to that.
Lewis doesn't know, but a spokesperson for the city does. He says no, it would not invalidate the petition. To some degree, it doesn't matter how you get the signatures needed for a recall. So the petition's safe. But what consequences could the PAC face? Lewis says it depends on what the Ethics Commission does.
They will either find that they violated the law, settle it, or find that they haven't violated the law. It takes months.
A spokesperson for the Ethics Commission says if the PAC is found to have violated the law, the majority of these cases are settled and the PAC would be fined. But again, the Austin for All PAC insists it is in compliance with the law. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.